Stand together for the reading of God's holy word and turn your Bibles to the book of Exodus, chapter 5. Exodus, chapter 5. All right, look there at verse 22. Verse 22. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated this people? Why is it that thou hast sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to this people. Neither hast thou delivered thy people at all.
Thank you, Brother Chandler. In our passage tonight, Moses was having a bad day. Things had not exactly gone the way he might have expected them to. Now, we have to remember that Moses had not exactly volunteered for this job. He had not put in any application. In fact, when God came and enlisted him, he was perhaps happily serving as a shepherd in the back of the desert, 80 years of age. When God called him from the burning bush, God wanted him to go and lead Israel out of Egypt and into the promised land. I wonder how many pulpit committees would have chosen Moses. We want some guy who just got his master's degree. Some young up-and-comer. But you know, God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. And though Moses was initially very reluctant, he did surrender to God's will. And once he stepped up, he stayed in all the way to the finish line. Armed with his staff and two miracles to show his authenticity, he arrived in Egypt and met with the leaders of the Israelite families. And boy, they were impressed. He took his staff and threw it down. I'd like to take my staff and throw them down. Took his staff, threw it on the ground, turned into a serpent. As it was writhing around, he reached down, grabbed it, turned back into a staff. Everyone was, wow, that's impressive. He said, watch this. He took his hand, put it inside.